You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With nursing students completing 1,100 unpaid hours of placement over their 3 years of training, placement poverty is increasing. Many students are forced to quit their part-time jobs to ensure they are able to attend all compulsory hours, resulting in students struggling to pay for basic necessities such as rent, gas, utilities, and groceries. I spoke to the New Zealand's nurse organizations, Kai Whakahaere, Kerry Nuku, about the call for paid placements for nursing students to help end the placement poverty. What specific challenges do nursing students face in terms of financial barriers during their placements?
Some of the most simplest of things, and that is even getting to placements, having the a warrant of fitness, a registered car to be able to transport them to the site. So some of those initial, what we take for granted things, are creating some really difficult issues around trying to get to the clinical placements, let alone have the resource to remain within training.
How does the NZNO propose that the government implement and fund paid placements for nursing students?
The government needs to first of all start by investing in growing their own workforce, and that means developing up a fund where people, students can support the earning to learn or earn as you learned paid placements. Australia have recently introduced a Commonwealth PRAC payment because it identified the significant challenges that students are faced with around getting to clinical placements. This is a requirement of annual practicing certificates or being deemed to be ready to practice and go on and be a registered nurse. So it makes sense that the government looks at funding nursing students through their training in this manner.
Should the New Zealand Health Board and government be worried about the increasing rate of students leaving New Zealand for job opportunities in Australia?
Absolutely. We've got to have, they should be worried about the fact that we're not necessarily getting a lot of people that are interested in taking up nursing, first of all, as a profession. And then they should be worried about the fact that we have a lot of students that leave during the course of the 3 years because of these financial issues. And then once they're out, a lot of the students that I've spoken to have said, look, I'm going straight away to Oz. They've got far more to offer me. And so they need to be, government needs to be concerned about how do we retain them into the workforce, support them to become those really experienced nurses that we need to keep here. The government should be very worried.
What are the potential long-term consequences for the nursing workforce and healthcare system if the placement poverty remains unaddressed?
Right, well, we saw that through COVID. Nursing students for a long time have been expressing their concerns around the financial impact, and we've seen the consumer price index increase and cost of living costs explode. So the long-term impact is that we don't get enough nurses trained in New Zealand and keep them here. So it causes this real significant shortage, as we've currently got the nursing crisis already. So we're going to see what we're seeing now. Many of the nurses either choose to move overseas, looking for other alternative ways of training to support them while they're learning, and that some are seeking to go to Australia. So we're going to see a diminished workforce that has very limited New Zealand nurses.
Can the NZNO share any insights on how paid placements could improve recruitment, retention and succession planning within the nursing profession?
Sure. Look, the obvious thing is that we get nurses, students, to focus on the nursing and the profession without having to worry about the additional stress of trying to find money, do additional work, etc. So it allows them to refocus on developing their learning and skills within the profession. I think it shows that the government is, like we've seen in Australia, is committed to investing in nursing, and therefore gives a sense of pride, wanting to be there, to work that little bit harder and to support the professional development. So that sends a really strong message that the government is intent on supporting and investing in nursing. Then we want the nurses to go into significantly, you know, paid and recognised professional roles. So it helps to establish this really professional, really supported workforce that goes on and continues its professional development and invests back and cares for the people of Aotearoa. So sends along a strong message, the investment in nursing across, and it ripples across all of the sector, students through to graduates, through to nurse practitioners and midwives.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I think it's important to realise that nurses, almost 96% of our workforce are female. So we've got to make sure that we fight for the pay equity across all of the sector of nurses, and that we support all of those nurses that are, or students that are thinking of nursing, to support them to graduate, because the pastoral care that's required also needs to be something that's factored in any paid placements or funding model that the government considers.
And that was New Zealand's nurses organisation Kaiwhakahare Kerry Nuku about the call for paid placements for nursing students.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.